Christ made 7 statements as he was dying on the cross. Every one has a very important meaning for us in our life. You're listening to Longitude. This is a special edition. It's Friday, March 16th, 2006, and I'm Darris McNeely. I began last time a series of 7 podcasts that I plan to do on the subject of Jesus Christ's last words as he was dying on the cross. The first one that we discussed last time was in Luke chapter 23 and verse 34, where it said, Christ said these words, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Now let's move on to the second statement that we can find in the gospel accounts that Christ made while he was dying, and it's found in Luke 23 again, and we can begin in verse 39 of chapter 23 of Luke, where we find Christ was on the cross, and there were 2 other criminals being killed with him at the same time. And one of them blasphemed Christ, and by saying that if you are the Christ, save yourself and us. But the other, who gave an answer as well, rebuked the first thief and said, do you not fear God, seeing that you're under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you today, you will be with me in paradise. Now, students of the Bible will understand that verse 43 is one of those verses that sometimes people look to and prove to be a proof text for the idea of going to heaven as being the reward of the saved. And Christ was saying to this thief on the cross that you will be with me in paradise today. But it's a matter of understanding the grammar, and really when you place the comma in a different location, what Christ was doing was saying to that man, today, assuredly I say to you today, you will be with me in paradise. It's not that that day would be the day they would be in paradise or in heaven, but Christ was making this statement today. He was making it on the day that he died. They all 3 died. In fact, Christ did not himself even go to heaven till he was resurrected after 3 days and 3 nights in the grave. The gospel accounts show us that. No, Jesus was not making a doctrinal statement here. What he was really doing was pointing to the real important immediacy of the plan of God, something that was so overwhelmingly important in his own life. In other words, the kingdom of God, the reality of the spiritual kingdom that Christ came not only preaching about, but living the example of as well, but that kingdom was very real to him. He could reach out and touch it. He lived it. It was a part of him every single day of his life, focused even more so during the years of his ministry, was the kingdom, the message of the kingdom, doing the work of the kingdom, living the example of the kingdom for all of his disciples and all others to follow. And as he was dying, that was what his mind was focused on. In his next step in his life's journey, he was going to understand, be a part of the kingdom of God in that sense. Death, in other words, was not a ditch for Christ. It was a pause. It was a springboard to God's kingdom. And he knew, understood exactly very well what that kingdom meant, and that it was going to ultimately be brought to the earth. But what he wanted was those around him, and those the nearest at the time now were these 2 thieves, he wanted them to understand and believe, and he was extending that belief and that conviction to them of the reality of the nearness of the kingdom as it was a part of his life. And the example and the teaching for us is that we've got to live our lives with the reality of the kingdom of God driving us every single day in our lives. We have that understanding and that belief. It's what the Apostle Paul wrote about over in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. Here's what Paul wrote. He said, therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. And that renewal was coming about as a result of a spiritual process. Going on, verse 17, Paul writes, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Jesus Christ saw the things that no one else saw. He saw the spiritual kingdom of God. He saw eternity. And he was reaching out to this thief and giving that man hope. And in the last moments of that thief's life, he had the hope of paradise. He had the hope of eternity in God's kingdom on his mind. Christ was reaching out and giving this man something that he needed in the last seconds of his life, and something that man will remember when he too is resurrected in the future. that response that Christ had should be very encouraging to us, because he reached out to really someone who was unreachable, someone who was untouchable, an unclean person, if you want to look at it in one sense, in terms of the times. He was a thief. He was being hanged for his crimes. And yet Jesus Christ saw the value of that man and his humanity, and understood that that man's attitude, even as it was expressed in what he said about Jesus in that very moment, pointed to an attitude and a change of heart. Now, the other thief will be in the same situation as well. He too will have a chance to understand. He too will be in paradise and have a chance to be there as well. But Christ was reaching out and giving this man hope. And for that lesson, all of us can take great comfort, because that thief represents each one of us, caught in our sins and yet given worth because of God's attention to us. Now, the message of Christ on the cross at this point is that the reality of God's kingdom must be embedded in us where men and trial cannot reach, even as we reach out to other people in trial. And this statement, this saying of Christ on the cross, helped him to focus on the kingdom of God as he lay, as he was dying himself. He was focused more intently upon his purpose and the reality of the kingdom of God. It's a great deal of comfort and encouragement for us as we go through these sayings of Christ and focus on what he was focused on during that time. We'll cover number 3 next time. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep listening.